My name is Joni Hammond, and I am the director of Abiding Women here at Calvary. That's the name of our women's ministry. And I have with me Betty Jo Salinas and Kristen Zaloff, who co-lead these groups with me. So we just want to tell you a little bit about Abiding Women. We've been doing this for a long time, and we are here to help you. We want to help you with your women's ministry. We'll pretty much do just about anything that you need. If you want. We are a body of women who like to serve. So Abiding Women was founded when the church first started by Robert Furrow's first wife, who has since gone to be with the Lord, and she started this ministry, and then she passed away about 7 or 8 years ago. So we first tried having a board of women to run the ministry. That was a total disaster, and if I can tell you anything, don't ever do that. So everybody needs a leader. Everybody needs a leader, I think. And so after we did that for a couple years, a year, I think I called Robert at the 1 year mark and said, this is not working. So then he said, okay, Joni, you do it. So that's how my ministry started here at Calvary. I've been involved with the women's ministry as Kristen and Betty Jo have for 30 something years. And I think we've worked out some of the bugs, and like I said, we just want to share that with you. So we're going to start with our vision statement, and I'm going to have Kristen cover that part.
So this is our vision statement. The Lord magnified, and that's pretty amazing. We've had this for, 7 years now, maybe? And it's great that it works for this conference since we're talking about vision. So we want to have magnify the Lord, the word clarified, and the women edified. And that whole idea of the Lord magnified is really what the Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, that his life, whether he's dead or alive, magnifies the Lord, that to live is Christ and to die is gain. And then also one of our core scriptures is from, of course, we're Abiding Women, which Betty Jo, I don't think you remember this, but that really came from you at one of our board meetings. You were like, it really should be from John chapter 15 because we can't do anything apart from him. Apart from him, it's nothing. So our core verses is from John. Yes, it's thank you, Manny, is from John chapter 15, that he's the vine, we are the branches, and apart from him, we cannot do absolutely anything. And then the word clarified, you know, it is a Calvary Chapel distinctive that we rightly divide the word of truth. We use the Bible to interpret the Bible. And so masterfully, all of our pastors so far have used the Bible to interpret the Bible. Robert maybe had different scriptures on the screen, but if you actually counted all the scripture references, it was about 25 that he used. He used like Elisha and what we just heard from Lloyd Pulley was using Joseph, even though we were with Moses. And that is what we do. We use the scripture to interpret the scripture. We don't leave it to our own interpretation. And then finally, the women edified. Every single one of us in this room have gifts given to us by God. And one of the things, I'm going to give a shout out to Joni, our director, is she is a gift detector. She sees that person has this gift and that person has this gift and that person has this gift, and using those gifts to build one another up. Is it hard to hear us? Using those gifts to, maybe if we're centered in the room, using those gifts to build each other up. And we do that through our calendar, which will be our next slide. So we do that through year-long Bible studies. We do that through women's events, because some women, just frankly, don't have a schedule, if they're full-time working women, to go to a weekly Bible study. They just don't. So we always have an annual women's retreat, and then we do some events throughout the year. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But I just want to do one last thing. My birthday this year, this is what my husband got me for my birthday. It's a magnifier, because I like to get up early in the morning. We live with my daughter and her three children, her boys, three boys. They are 11, 9, and 5. And it's never a dull moment in my house except at like 5 in the morning. And so I just like to get up in the dark. And I said, I need like a magnifier because I'm not that organized. And I always leave, you know, Bibles are all over our house, but I always pick up the small print Bible and then I can't read it. And I don't want to turn on a light because I don't want anybody to wake up. So this one has a light on it. So we're the light of the world. So we're the light of the world. Jesus said that. We're the light of the world, and he's made us to magnify who he is. We're the ones, like, it's astonishing that we're the ones to give the message. So the Lord magnified, the word clarified, the women edified.
Okay, so we don't deviate from the Word of God. We don't typically do topical Bible studies. So one of the things that we're using, and you all have your Q&A paper, but we're also going to do a live Q&A, and we want to leave a lot of time for that because I think that's going to be the bulk of where we're going to be today. But so what we have decided, we've used different Bible studies over the years, but we have kind of camped out with Kathy Laurie's Bible studies. So we have some with us. We make our Bible studies work around the school calendar, and that has been very freeing. That was something we weren't doing before, but we make sure the women are off before Thanksgiving, and we don't start again until January, and we also make sure we start after the hustle and bustle of school is over, and we end before the hustle and bustle of the year end comes. And that has been very helpful for our leaders to do something like that. So we're unique at Calvary. We have two campuses, and our pastor goes back and forth. So we wanted to meet all the needs of the women. So we do a morning Bible study on the east side and the west side, and we do an evening Bible study on the east side and the west side. Just recently, we have partnered with the men, and they are meeting at the same time that we meet so that we can share daycare. We've tried that before in the past, and it hasn't worked, but it seems like it's working now. So this is our first semester of doing that again. We also have had an online Bible study for those who are working and can't go to Bible study, but this current semester, we don't have anyone to lead that. So we're just not doing it. We don't push anything. We kind of just let it go with how God, you know, we're not going to make something happen if we don't have a leader. So that's how we do our Bible studies. And then we do, once a year, we do a retreat, a women's conference. We do it at the same time every year. We do it the week after Labor Day. We do it in Phoenix because we want the women to come away, to get away from home and to just kind of concentrate and focus on God for that weekend. So we have consistently done that. We've been at the same hotel for how long, Betty Jo? Probably
25 years.
25 years. Betty Jo oversees all of that registration, and we are always about trying to make the women comfortable. So we let them have a lot of say in where they're going to room, who they're going to room with, and then we try to do things to keep the prices down. So we do that. Then we do, once a year in the summer, we do a thing called Home Sweet Home, and I usually kind of, with my spectacles, find some people that have been in the church for a while and ask them to do their testimony. So we usually have two testimonies on a Friday night and a potluck. We'll do that. This year, we just recently added Prayer and Praise Night. We just did that in January, kind of to kick off the year, and that went really well. Here are some of the topics that our retreats have been on in the past. We have a great crew of people who help us, and that's what I want to tell you. I think that sometimes people think, oh, this whole burden is on me to start this women's ministry. You know what? There are so many talented people in the church, but I find that a lot of churches use the same 7 or 8 people over and over. If you don't ask, they're not going to come. So I mean, there's some people who are maybe more introverted and aren't going to volunteer to do anything, but just keep your spectacles on and look for those gifts and then invite them in. And usually, instead of them saying, oh God, Joni asked me to do this, it's more like, wow, I get to help with the women's ministry. So take that burden off of you if you're thinking that, because I think that's something that the enemy tries to keep us concentrating on. So we've done Pearls of Wisdom, which was a study in the Proverbs, and we have these great decorators who come in and do all kinds of things. When we give them a theme, they just transform the room. We've done it on prayer in Hebrews, my big fat Greek women's retreat. And we had Greek dancing and everything. And then we had the Wonder Women of Faith. We actually had an animator who drew our picture. You would be surprised at the resources that are out there. Okay, so we do our Bible study. We do the retreat. We do Home Sweet Home, Prayer and Praise Night. One of the other things that I'm really all about outreach. So that is something that we've brought into our women's ministry. So we have a mission here, Garments of Praise, which they do things in Africa. So we have helped them build wells and raise money to build wells. Hands of Hope, which is the crisis pregnancy center in Tucson, we are very supportive of that ministry. Pro-Love is a sidewalk ministry that ministers in front of Planned Parenthood. Our crisis pregnancy center, we just bought a building and we're 200 feet away from Planned Parenthood. So we have some great sidewalk counselors who reach out in love to those women who are there. We also have taught once a month at the Gospel Rescue Mission to the women there, and we never have trouble finding leaders to go and teach, and it's also a great way to test your leaders to see if they have that gift of teaching. And then the Diamond Children's Cancer Center, that's an outreach we have done because of Lisa Furrows. She passed away from cancer, and that was a ministry that was close to her heart, so we try to keep doing that. And then we've donated to some other children's centers in town. Oh, okay. We also had a group of women who wanted to start a knitting group, knitting and crocheting and crafts. So they meet once a month, and they just kind of came under our ministry, and we support them if they need a little extra money or something like that. And then we have Stepping Stones, which is a woman who was leading with us who felt called to do something for people that had lack of sexual integrity in their marriage. So she also leads a group. So you're probably wondering, how the heck do they do this? How do they afford this? So we have a $500 a month budget, which is not enough. But I'm a fundraiser. So another thing that I do is when I'm looking for those people in the church is I find talents and skills. So we have some artists in our church who painted pictures, and we'll auction those off at the retreat. And then it's just interesting, but God just provides. I mean, one time I was doing a retreat and I was talking about our outreach, and honest to God, a lady came to me and said, if I gave you $100,000, what would you do with it? I was like, what? I only know how to raise money schlepping baby bottles and things, you know? But she ended up giving us that gift, which we gave to Hands of Hope, and that's how we bought the building 200 feet from Planned Parenthood. And the Bridge Home. We have a ministry here at Calvary, the Bridge Home. It's for men who've just recently gotten out of prison. So they were desperate for a van and a new air conditioner, and that same money was able to provide for that. So we raise money. We also have, this is a key, I think, we have paid childcare. So when you have paid childcare, they're more dependent.